The other big sports story that we've talked a lot about this morning, the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour merging. What this is going to look like going forward right now is still anybody's guess. We haven't heard from Tiger Woods yet on this, but we have a number for Tiger, so let's call him now and see if he'll give us his thoughts. This would be breaking news. We'd be the only station in America getting Tiger's first thoughts.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please. Oh, hi, Tiger. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Not too good. I'm pretty pissed this morning, to be quite honest.
Not bad.
I can't believe this. Have you heard the news about the LIV?
Yes, that's why we're calling.
And the PGA?
Yeah.
Merging? I know it. This is a bigger betrayal than about half the things I did during my marriage to Elon.
That's pretty wild.
What happened to the moral high ground that the PGA was standing on?
Well, it's gone.
I mean, this is Saudi blood money we're talking about.
Yeah. Right.
These are the people that did Pearl Harbor.
Well,
and now we're taking money from them?
No, I think you're a little confused.
It sickens me. The hypocrisy.
Yeah.
You know the only thing that sickens me more than the hypocrisy?
Hmm.
That I turned down $800 million to go there.
Yeah. You could have been LIV's number one big win.
Do you know how much candy I could buy with $800 million? That's like 1,000 Twix bars.
That's maybe all you more.
Want. That's like 4,000 Kit Kats.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on Reese's. How did Phil do this?
Well, yeah. I know. Yeah, how about that factor?
How did he do this? It's all his fault.
Phil?
And when I say all his fault, I'm talking about 9/11.
Whoa, oh, well, Tiger, hey, I don't know about that.
Hey.
And now he's gloating on Twitter.
Yeah.
That just really sickens me.
Mm.
Makes me sicker than the time I mixed Pop Rocks into my milkshake. It hurts so bad. Phil's the worst. And did you see he was bragging that he's almost a billionaire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, guess what, Phil? I am a billionaire.
He's still got that on him.
And I've been divorced.
Okay. Yeah.
And still a billionaire.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Speaking of relationships, my last girlfriend, Erica,
mm-hmm.
she wanted to sue me to get out of an NDA. Do you know what an NDA is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a non-something agreement.
Disclosure.
Yeah. And because I got her to sign that because I didn't want her talking to the press and telling them what kind of garanimals I wear to bed at night.
Garanimals.
And I was also afraid she'd tell them about what a bad hand holder I am.
Are you?
That's embarrassing. You should never talk about your hand holding life with other people.
No, I guess not.
Even after you break up. You know what? One time Erica did. She let me touch her left boobie.
Wow.
The smaller
Tiger,
one.
We don't have to hear about that.
Smaller one. But it was still a boobie. She even let me draw a pizza on it, and it had one pepperoni on it. Right.
Okay. All right.
So good. You know, who I'm glad isn't alive to see the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour merge?
Hmm.
Who?
No idea. Dad Earl.
What a wind up.
The large human orca hybrid that once got so horny for an Asian second wife that he sank the Lusitania along the 38th parallel near which he killed Archduke Ferdinand and caused Saddam Hussein to order Korea to invade Vietnam so that Earl could sign up for service to fight the Germans in Japan where he could talk his way onto an opium den to sniff all the couches until he could triangulate some Thai ovulation haphazardly smeared across a velvet throw pillow and could scent match it to a local Cotilda so that he could then chase her out of the opium palace and into the foothills of the Himalayas where she would rent a mule to sit on inside a hot air balloon and he chased her in his own own homemade hang glider that could accommodate him and his go-kart as he chased her and her balloon to a cornfield on South Padre Island, where she got out of the balloon and swam all the way up the Mississippi River to the St. Louis, where she hit on top of the St. Louis Arch, protected by the ghost of Jack Buck, but her old founder, by using geotagging metadata from a Polaroid that she posted to an analog Instagram, and he greased the arch so that she would slide down and land ass up over a whiskey barrel, where he got her to enthusiastically consent to being married from behind so that he could introduce a signature blend of PGA reproductive egg white into her waiting mommy hot pocket, so that 9 months later she had to squat over a waste basket in Mike Deuce's cubicle at Fox 4 and fire out a 15-time major winning non-live golfing fetus who would later grow up to cheat on a Swedish supermodel with a Waffle House waitress who had grooming issues and smelled like a wet dog when it rained.
Holy. Earl sank the Lusitania?
He says hi. Bye, Mirza.
Bye, Tiger. Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck.